But right now, it's time for the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, an America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. So one game in St. Louis before heading back out west to Colorado, and this one would decide the tiebreaker in the wild card between these two teams if necessary. Sean Manaea was coming off his best start as a Met, 7 scoreless innings against the Twins last week, in which he allowed 2 hits and struck out 11. And he started this one, setting the tone once again with a pair of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first. The Mets struck first in the top of the second. Pete Alonso walked with one out, advanced on a single by Jose Iglesias. He moved to third when Jeff McNeil beat out a double play attempt by the Cards, and that hustle by the Mets second baseman would pay dividends one pitch later.
Infield is around to the left. Pretty big shift considering. Big hole open on the right side with the runner at first base. The first pitch bounces by Baez, the catcher. Here comes Alonso sprinting home, slides in head first without a throw. McNeil goes to second, and on the wild pitch, the Mets take a 1-0 lead in St. Louis in the top of the second. Well, that'll at least avoid any trouble of getting the big hit with runners in scoring position. That one counts just the same.
Well, yesterday it happened to the Mets. Today they were the beneficiaries of the wild pitch with the catcher Pedro Páez down on one knee. Had his body in front of it, but somehow squeaked through his arm, and the Mets had the early 1-0 lead, a nice lift after the long road traveled and the back-to-back losses in Anaheim to end that series. Manaea started the second with a strikeout of Paul Goldschmidt after a one-out double by Nolan Arenado. He got the next two with Brendan Donovan going down swinging for the fourth strikeout in the first two innings. Manaea, though, ran into some trouble in the third with two men on, but able to get out of it in a familiar way.
40 pitches so far for Manaea. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners will be off and moving. Manaea sets. They go. Payoff pitch. Swung on it. Missed. Strike 3. Climb the ladder with a 96 mile per hour fastball. And Manaea allows a pair on. He strands them both.
And the Mets had a 1-0 lead after 3. Manaea now with 5 strikeouts on the day. After the Mets went down in order in the fourth, Manaea found himself in a similar spot after giving up back-to-back singles to Alec Burleson and Brendan Donovan with 2 outs. The Cardinals had 2 runners on, and Pedro Páez this time. Manaea went to the breaking ball.
Manaea with 5 strikeouts, looking for 6. Runners go. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. He buried a breaking ball in the dirt. And for the second consecutive inning, Manaea allows a pair on, and he strands them there with a strikeout.
6 strikeouts from Manaea through 4 as he worked out of trouble for a second time, and that's our save of the game. Brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Centers. It remained 1-0 heading to the fifth. The Mets lead, but also only 1 hit through the first 4. That changed as Jose Iglesias grounded out the start of the inning, but McNeil singled to right, and Francisco Alvarez followed suit. Harrison Bader then came to the plate with a chance to hurt his ex-team and did exactly that.
Here's the 1-1. Bader pulls one down the third baseline. That is a base hit, kicking off the sidewall out to left field. McNeil rounds third. He scores. Alvarez goes to third. Bader to second, sliding in with a double. An RBI double for Bader, and the Mets take a 2-0 lead.
So the former Cardinal jumped on a hanging breaking ball and continues to swing a hot bat. Now 4 for his last 10 with 2 RBIs, and the Mets had a 2-0 lead, and that lead would grow 1 batter later with Tyrone, or I should say 2 batters later with Tyrone Taylor poised to break it open, and it's our turning point of the game.
Runners lead, all 3 bags. Palante ready, his 1-2. Line down the right field line. That's a base hit by Taylor going into the corner. Alvarez is in. Bader is in. Nimmo getting waved around toward the plate. The throw to the plate is not in time. A 3-run double to right for Tyrone Taylor. He empties the bases, and the Mets take a big 5-0 lead. The big hit with men in scoring position belongs to Tyrone Taylor. He's in that 2 spot today. Carlos Mendoza has loved his at-bats, and he's going to love him even more after that.
Now is the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Mets game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. And when Francisco Alvarez scored that run, that gave the Mets the insurance run they were looking for. The insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. And Taylor in the two spot in the lineup today came through with a big hit to open it up. 5-0 was now the score. And Taylor's had some big moments as a Met. Today came another in that bat. Pallante was lifted after Brandon Nimmo grounded out Sean Armstrong, struck out J.D. Martinez to end the inning, but the Mets added four runs and now we're in control. The Mets had five runs on five hits. The Cardinals had five hits so far, but nothing to show for it thanks to Minaya. And after being staked in that lead, the Mets starter came out for the fifth with his seventh strikeout, getting Victor Scott swinging. Mason Wynn singled and stole second, putting a runner in scoring position for the fourth straight inning. But then Minaya reared back and struck out Tommy Pham for the second out, his eighth of the day, and then the inning came to an end with Taylor catching Wilson Contreras' fly ball at the wall. Sean Armstrong got a break when Alonso's blooper dropped in, and he tried to stretch it to a double, but was thrown out. The Mets challenged and lost when the call on the field was not overturned. Jose Iglesias then struck out. McNeil brought his hot bat with him to St. Louis. After a single in the fifth, he then had our smash of the game.
Here it's 5-0, Mets in the sixth, pitch to McNeil. He swings and drills one down the right field line toward the wall. Gone! Right over the wall down the right field line. It's 335 to right. That one just sailed over the 8-foot-high wall. McNeil's in double digits with his 10th homer, and the Mets have a 6-0 lead in the sixth.
Our smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. McNeil has been an entirely different player since the All-Star break. Now 2-for-3 on the day and 6-for-13, and that was his fifth home run since the All-Star break, not to mention 20-for-54 at the plate at that point, and it was a 6-0 game. Meanwhile, Minaya just kept mowing him down, retiring the Cardinals in order to and ending the inning with a strikeout of Burleson for his 9th of the day. He started the 7th for the second straight game, and after a Brendan Donovan ground out to start the inning, he was still rolling, adding to his strikeout collection with Páez again at the plate.
2-2 the count. Minaya looking for strikeout number 10. He's ready to go, and the pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike 3. Double-digit strikeouts for the second consecutive game for Sean Minaya, and there's two away.
Minaya had to work a little extra after an error by Lindor on Victor Scott's chopper. He went to second on a wild pitch by Minaya, but the Mets lefty settled down on his 102nd and final pitch of the day.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at second base, 6-0 Mets, bottom of the seventh. Minaya sets, checks on second. Now holds from the belt. He lifts 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit well to left. Nimmo drifting back, a step in front of the warning track. He's there. He makes the catch, and it's 7 shutout innings for Sean Minaya with 10 strikeouts.
So Minaya's last two starts, 7 innings each. 2 hits the last time out. He allowed 6 today. He struck out 10, giving him a total of 21 over his last two starts. Ryan Stanek faced the minimum in the 8th, getting Paul Goldschmidt to ground into a double play to end the inning. The Mets had 2 on in the 9th before Nolan Arenado flashed his gold glove, fielding a hard smash from Lindor and making it look easy, throwing out the Mets shortstop for the 3rd out. Edwin Diaz came on for the 9th, his first action since last Tuesday. He struck out Arenado for the first out. Burleson grounded out to Diaz for the second out, and that left it up to Brendan Donovan.
Mets trying to get in and out with a win. 3-2 on Donovan. The pitch. Fly ball in the air, left center field. Bader sprinting over to left center field. He's there. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Mets pop in for a pit stop win in St. Louis and blank the Redbirds 6-0.
And what a day it was for the Mets as Bader squeezes the final out to seal the victory against his former team. Manaea gets the win, his eighth of the season, and he has been terrific, lowering his ERA to 3.30 on the season. Ryan Stanek and Edwin Diaz working two scoreless and hitless innings, and each had a strikeout. The Mets with 12 strikeouts on the day. So Manaea gets the win, and Andrés Pallante gets the loss, but the Mets leave St. Louis with a 6-0 win.